Financial Sense Insider is a premium subscription service of PFS Group. The following is a free preview of today's Insider interview.
Well, investors have been worried about the stock market. It hasn't done much of anything since the beginning of the year. But the real story is in another market. It's called the bond market, where yields have backed up, very similar to what we saw with the taper tantrum. Is this rate hike tantrum number two? Joining me on the program is Brian Preddy from Contrary Investor. Brian, I'm looking at a Bloomberg screen here that has yields from the beginning of the year, and it's hard to believe on the day you and I are speaking, we've got 10-year treasuries at almost 2.5%. And not too long ago, they're at 1.6%. We had German bund yields that were 7 basis points. Now they're at a point. Let's talk about, is this really another sort of taper tantrum, number one? Or number two, is the bond market basically doing the Fed's job and saying, you know what, you need to raise rates. This is what we think they need to be. What do you think is behind these jump in yields that we're seeing now?
Maybe a little bit of all of the above, Jim. But I'm wondering if maybe there's a bigger, longer-term kind of picture and message here. Maybe just a little bit of a background, Jim. And we all know, you know, that over the last 6 years, we've seen a lot of the central banks do QE, print a lot of money, buy a lot of bonds, you know, absolutely wonderful. But as we look over the last maybe year or so, and we know, you know, that the U.S. Fed had stopped QE, and yet bond yields didn't shoot up right away, not at all. Well, I think part of what was happening last year, Jim, was we saw such an implosion in European yields that it really attracted a lot of money from the foreign sector into the U.S. and especially into the bond market, basically holding up our bonds post the Fed's termination of QE. And Jim, if we kind of look at what happened, especially in Germany, and Europe is very much, you know, the poster child for this. Last year, we had close to a 30% decline in the euro from near 139, 140, all the way down to maybe 105, and we're back up to about 112 at the current time. But if you were a European bond investor, at that time last year, not only were you faced with a very highly valued euro, but you had German government bond yields that were approaching zero almost all the way out to 10 years on the curve. I mean, they were in negative territory all the way out to 7 years. And that 10-year bond, I think, at the very, very, very lows, it was probably, you know, one quick tick, you know, priced at 4 basis points. So in one sense, Jim, what we had last year was we had the largest yield spread between the 10-year U.S. Treasury bond and the 10-year German government bund that we've really ever seen. And so in one sense, Jim, the yield differentials alone attracted a lot of capital to U.S. markets and U.S. bond markets in lieu of what would have been potentially Eurobond investments. Second part of the equation, too, really driving that capital move was the differential in the currencies. So in essence, a European investor last year got the double shot. Not only did they get a big pop if they were in U.S. bonds because of the move in the currency, but they also got an above average coupon yield relative to what they would have gotten in Germany or what they would have gotten in Europe broadly. So I think conceptually, a lot of that was helping hold up the bond market.
Brian, let's talk about something that's an issue that we're seeing raised more and more, and that is liquidity itself. I was reading an article recently where, you know, you could trade $300 million of treasuries without moving the market. Now $80 million can move the market. And we've seen with Dodd-Frank, we've seen with regulators coming in on the big, large financial firms that, you know, banks over the last 4 years have sold $1 trillion worth of their sovereign bonds. And a lot of dealers have exited the market. The margins have been squeezed. There's less room for arbitrage. How much of this has to do with, let's say, a lack of liquidity? So that, say, for example, I want to get out of a trade. Well, now I want to get out of a trade and we're all looking at the same screen. Other people want to get out of the trade and get out and do something else. But now there isn't the liquidity or market makers or inventory out there or buyers out there that once existed 6 months or a year ago.
Hi, everybody. John Loeffler here. You know, you've just been listening to a free preview of the Financial Sense Insider Premium Edition. Do you need help making sense of the market? I mean, you've heard the old adage, it's a jungle out there. Well, you know, you can join our premium weekday service and you'll gain access to leading experts, analysts, and market technicians on what's driving the markets, the economy, and your future. You can get all of that by subscribing today at financialsense.com. That's financialsense, S-E-N-S-E, like you're trying to make sense of something, .com. And click subscribe to join our premium weekday service. You won't regret it.